the Fuzzcast.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas. Fuzzcast.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to this festive-themed Fozzcast. Did I say that properly? Festive-themed Fozzcast?
You said festive-themed, but we'll let you off.
Festive-themed Fozzcast. It is a Boxing Day bonanza. I hope you've all had a lovely, lovely time. Today, we're in a little bit of a different surroundings, aren't we? We're in the office. We're in the Cycling GK HQ office. I think this is nice, though, yeah? Do you like this, lads?
I absolutely love it, and I love the attention to detail, the tinsel.
Beautiful,
it's just
beautiful, isn't it?
The lovely lights.
No expense spared. Obviously, you can see we have got the main man Tubes next to us today. How are you doing, mate?
I'm absolutely buzzing to be here.
Can I say that us on the Fozzcast are buzzing to have you here again, mate?
Thank you.
Because you are the man. You know this, you're the man.
Thank you very much.
Tomasi, how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, enjoy Christmas. Love it.
Love
brilliant.
That. It is. Christmas is wicked. I'm a big fan of Christmas. So today's episode is solely just about what it's like being a footballer at Christmas. How different it is compared to all other walks of life, what we get up to, what we have to do. Can we have like champagne with our dinner, for example? Do you know what I mean? Because basically we play on Boxing Day. So how does it work? We're going to go run through that today, yeah?
Is it Christmas parties?
Christmas parties. We'll have to sort of be a little bit. Oh yeah, I'll be careful, but we'll tell you as much as we can.
We're here to get the worst out of him, aren't we?
Okay, we'll tell you as much as we can anyway. Right then, boys, let's get into it.
First question.
Okay.
Christmas themed. Best Christmas song ever.
There's only one for me.
There's only one. I need some thinking time. I need some thinking time. So you're going to have to go first.
I don't know who sings it, but it's the Step Into Christmas. Step Into Christmas.
You've been singing that all day. He's been singing that all day.
Who sings that?
I don't know. Step Into Christmas will go for
that. I don't think it is Forever and Ever either. But it's the Step Into Christmas, that one.
Okay. Yeah, right. Tom, you're going to have to go second because I'm still thinking it.
I hear your opinion. It's wrong. It's the Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York.
I don't know.
You've got to give us a bit.
And I was going to sing the bit.
He's not got a bad voice, you know. His voice isn't actually too bad.
Come on, here we go.
No, not today.
You've got to sing it.
What bit shall I sing?
Whatever bit you want.
And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Why are you singing in an Irish accent?
Because that's how it's
sung. Yeah, but you sing it in your accent.
No, you sing the song. So when you sing your American rap songs, you don't sing them in an American accent.
I sing them in my accent.
That's not true.
It's true.
Yeah, well,
I don't really know. I don't know what song to say. I really don't know what to say. I think, is it Carol of the Bells, a Home Alone song?
Oh, yes.
That, because Home Alone for me is like the ultimate Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's the ultimate Christmas film. So that song, whenever I hear it, is like, oh, wow.
Wrong.
What's your favourite Christmas film?
He just said The Pogues.
Go on. I'm going with you.
Home Alone.
All day long. Number one.
Yeah, number one.
Yeah. When you're sliding down the stairs and all that.
Don't get me wrong. Home Alone 2 is really good, but Home Alone 1 is fun.
Nothing on Home Alone.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm with you, but Arthur Christmas is, for me, it's right up there.
Arthur Christmas, that is out the blue.
I love it.
Unless you've got kids, you've probably not seen this,
I haven't got kids.
I've got to say, it is a belter.
James McAvoy.
The Grinch is incredible for me. I love The Grinch. That's probably just ahead of Arthur Christmas, but Arthur Christmas is world class, honestly.
I don't know.
It's
Christmas.
So good.
Well, watch it.
So good.
Why is it Arthur Christmas?
Because he's called Arthur.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's the son. He's the son of Father Christmas.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
Watch the movie. You'll love it.
So is he related to Father?
He's the son of Father Christmas.
He's
the youngest son of Father Christmas. So he's got an older brother who is a bit like, he's a bit regimented. He's a bit sort of like army.
Isn't it?
And he's not, but he's very like, logistically, he'll get the job done as Father Christmas will, but he hasn't got the essence. He hasn't got the spirit.
He hasn't taken the love out of Christmas.
Arthur embodies Christmas. Yeah, he lives for Christmas. Right. He wants to see that smile on the kids when they get the present. He loves that bit. Whereas the older brother doesn't embody it. And eventually they realise this and Arthur is the one who gets the gig. It's world class.
Don't bother watching.
What's Arthur's older brother called?
Steve.
Is it Steve?
I think it's just
Steve. Right, come on, let's get on with the pod.
You don't need to watch the movie because we've just ruined it for you.
Arthur sounds like a top guy.
He is.
Should we get him on?
He's the man. Right, come on then. Let's get into it. Okay. Christmas Day as a footballer.
Christmas Day.
Let's start with Christmas Day, okay? Because for a footballer, honestly, the build-up to Christmas, it's any other day. It's the same old, same old. We're in all over Christmas anyway. Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve, you're in. You're training as normal, and then you might go home and try and sort of do bits and bobs with the family, but still, you're restricted so much. You can't go travelling miles up and down the motorway, all that. It is what it is. But Christmas Day is the bit that's a bit different, and that's when it actually starts as a footballer.
Okay, so what, as a player then, over the years, have you always trained on Christmas Day at every club?
I've had one day off for Christmas once in
I'm
my
guessing.
Career.
Can we guess the manager?
Yeah, go on. Go on, let Chews go first. Let Chews go first.
He probably don't know
I
your career.
I reckon you're
going
to get this. I think you're going to get this.
I think I'll get this.
Yeah?
It's between two.
Go on.
No, you've got to pick one. Obviously, you've got to stick with one.
Alex McLeish.
No.
Ah.
I'm going to have to say it.
Yeah, go on.
Tony Pulis.
Damn, that was
Tony
the other one.
Pulis. Tony Pulis.
Do you know what? That really surprised me because I thought he'd be proper regimented.
No, he is. He gets like families. He understands that people are like a people, footballers are people, and they have families, and they, at Christmas especially, they want to spend time with their families. So it was a home fixture, thankfully. I think the only time you can ever give them a day off on Christmas Day is if you've got a home fixture, okay? Yeah, yeah. So we did our work on Christmas Eve, and he was like, right, boys, you know what you're doing. We've worked really hard this week. I will see you all on Boxing Day, ready to go at the stadium, ready to go as normal. And everybody was like, oh my God, that is absolutely incredible. And I think we got a positive result as well. I think the Boxing Day game came and we got a positive result out of it as well.
Were the lads steaming?
Yeah, I was going to say, anyone take liberties?
No, you can't. Nobody would take liberties anyway. Like you say, when you know you've got a game the next day, you can't take liberties. Players nowadays, they're so professional, honestly. Footballers are so professional nowadays that they can't do it. You know what I mean? If you can have one glass probably with your Christmas Day meal, one glass, but then anything more than that, you've got no chance.
So that Christmas Day meal, is it like, could they tell you you can only have that, you can have three Brussels sprouts, little turkey, or do you just proper go for it?
I can, again, for me as a goalkeeper, I think I'm in a lucky position here because
he's smiling here for those on audio.
Because I for me, it makes no difference. Honestly, I used to have Chinese meals on a Friday night. If we had a game on a Saturday, I'd have a Chinese takeaway for dinner on Friday. I'd have a bacon sandwich Saturday morning before the game. It makes no difference for me, yeah? It doesn't. Because
it's not weigh you down.
No, not at all, mate. Like, it just,
one of those top bins, you know, all that turkey.
Oh, sorry, I can't quite reach that one today. Yeah. No, it is what it is, honestly. It makes no difference to me whatsoever. So Christmas Day, I buzz off making a whole Christmas Day dinner. Like, for me, my perfect Christmas, if I could pick a perfect Christmas, is having all the family round. I'm talking brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces, kids everywhere, grandparents, the whole works, and then putting the biggest spread on ever. Before we get into the spread, we'll talk about Christmas spread, all right? What is your go-to Christmas Day, like, main meat? You've got to pick one. Yeah. Main meat.
Turkey, yeah, obviously. Turkey.
Yeah,
turkey,
for sure.
Yeah but you're strange. You're going to say beef Wellington or something weird.
I am going to say beef Wellington. Exactly. It's exactly what I'm going
strange
to say.
Strange guy.
I've never had that. I've always been brought turkey. Up with turkey. Yeah.
Dry
yeah,
turkey.
I understand. Yeah. No, not dry turkey. You don't need too dry.
Turkey and pickle sandwiches in the evening.
The extra bits, the extra like leftovers and all that kind of stuff.
I like the Boxing Day meal.
Yeah,
the turkey, the chips, the gherkins.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I love gherkins.
Yeah, so I will do. So this year, for example, we're going to have a few people coming over. It'll probably be, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 people. I am going to do this year a beef Wellington because everybody likes a beef Wellington. They do. I'm sorry.
Are you making the beef Wellington?
For sure.
Wait there. 100% homemade.
100% homemade. Everything.
That takes some skill, doesn't it?
Do you know what goes into a beef Wellington?
Beef.
Yeah.
Obviously pastry.
Yeah.
What goes around the outside? I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure.
That's a no then.
No, I don't then. No.
Okay. So basically, what you do is you sort of, you cook your beef fillet, yeah? You get it's basically a massive cut of beef fillet, right? Yeah. You won't cook it, you'll brown the edges, brown the outside and stuff like that, right?
Right.
And then what you do is you give it a good old smother in some mustard or something like that. And then the bit that goes around that is, it's like a mixture of like pate. It's a pate, but it's a mushroom pate. So it'll be like loads of herbs in there, loads of chopped mushrooms, all that kind of stuff. Beautiful it is, yeah. It's incredible, right? That goes
the passion
around that
in your eyes, yeah. There.
You'll also have a beef, you know, like prosciutto ham.
Yeah.
Prosciutto ham. That gets wrapped around it as well. Oh, mate, it's incredible.
What about the soggy bottom? Because that's a big thing in beef Wellington.
Yeah, and I've got to say, it's one thing that I've never been able to fully master. It's really hard to do. You have to make beef Wellingtons all the time to know how to not get the soggy bottom, right? So I'll see how it goes this year.
So listen,
doesn't need to be perfect anyway.
We were going to do Christmas dinners in a bit. Yeah. We're firmly on Christmas dinners then. So main take. So you're going beef Wellington.
Yeah.
And then tell us about everything else Christmas Day.
Are we talking about the food?
The dinner. The dinner.
Yeah, the dinner. We're talking trimmings here. Trimmings, too.
Pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets.
Mash and roast.
Mash and roast.
Yeah.
Parsnips, yeah. Carrots, all roasted in honey. All the bad boys.
Bread sauce. Like
red sauce.
Bread.
Bread sauce. Cranberry sauce. Yeah. All that kind of stuff.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Do you shred them?
No, my mum does actually.
Yeah, your mum's a
legend. My mum does. Yeah, my mum does it properly.
Your nose has sort of shred the.
She knows how to do them. Yeah.
With a bit of bacon in it.
Yeah, bacon. They do it with like balsamic vinegar nowadays, don't they? Yeah. I'll do all that kind of stuff. Gravy. So I'm talking a beef gravy. I'll do a turkey gravy. The trimmings, the absolute.
And
trimmings.
So you said you have a glass.
Yeah.
Are you going red with your beef? Are you going white with your turkey? Or are you having a little glass of fizz? Or is that a bonus glass of the fizz?
Yeah, maybe later on. You might have a little bonus glass.
It's only vintage champagne and Casa Fozzi.
It won't be nothing major. It'll be like a little Prosecco. It'll be a little
Prosecco?
It won't be nothing major.
It'll be Dom Perignon 99 vintage. Chance.
Come on, you know me. I'm not that guy. I might have a red with dinner, though. Okay, but well, like that's nice. So just to settle yourself down kind of thing. But you got to think, though, I might have to drive later on that day. So... if we have dinner, I normally do it for about the Queen's speech, which might be about sort of like 3 o'clock, the Queen's speech. But normally I have to leave early. So like Christmas Day, for example, we'd have to train. We normally train Christmas night, yeah? Right. So this is what we've done at the Watford for the last 3 years. We normally have to report for 4 o'clock. We'll train on the stadium pitch at 5 o'clock because it's dark, so we need floodlights. So we'll train at 5 o'clock Christmas night, and then if we're at home, we'll stay in the hotel the night before the game. If we're away, we'll then all get on the coach and travel up to wherever. And this is Christmas Day.
What if it's miles and miles and miles away? What if you're going to Newcastle?
You fly.
Right.
Okay. You have to fly. People are working Christmas Day. So the pilot will have to work. There'll have to be a flight attendant who has to work.
Of course. And people work Christmas Day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
work Christmas Day because the world doesn't stop. So we will all get on the coach to the airport, get on the plane, fly up. People are working at the hotel that we're staying at. It's the way it goes.
So let just quickly then, chronologically, your Christmas Day last year.
Yep.
Tell us quickly what happened. Play by play.
So we had Norwich at home on Christmas Day. Oh, sorry, on Boxing Day. So Christmas Day, actually, it was a little bit different last year. I woke up early doors about 7 o'clock, drove down to the training ground because we had training at 10 o'clock in the morning, all right? So the manager will put training maybe an hour early or something so you can get home to see your family. So we had training at 10 o'clock. And again, he'll make sure it's a shorter session. Right. It's a Christmas Day session. So you're in. Quick warm-up, boom, let's get into it. Let's do the tactics for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get everything nailed down so everybody knows their jobs, their roles, what they're doing. And then you'll do a little five-a-side, six-a-side just to sort of blow the cobwebs off and get a little bit of actual exercise into the session. Nail that as quickly as you can. And then it is like you are out of there. Everybody is running back, getting showered as quickly as you can. Boom, drive home, spend the rest of the day with the family, which is actually quite nice, to be fair. Yeah. That's a lovely way of doing it, to be fair.
So what happens if you're away on... Boxing Day, somewhere like Newcastle.
Yeah, again, so then this is how it changes. So if you're away, for example, on Boxing Day, you will train later. You will train at 4 or 5 o'clock.
Stay down.
Yeah, wow. So you'll have the whole morning with the family.
So we have your lunch before...
Yeah, so you'll have your whole day with the family, have your Christmas Day dinner, all that kind of stuff. Then you will go train and travel to wherever you need to be.
So after a Christmas lunch, you go and train?
So after a Christmas Day lunch, you will then go and train.
Surely not fun.
It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. Again, for the goalkeeper, it's not too bad, to be fair. Yeah, it's not too bad. You ain't got to do too much diving around or this or that, whatever. It's a shorter session anyway. But for the outfield players, I do feel for them a little bit because surely the outfield players will have to modify their dinner a little bit. They will do. 100%. They'll have to have a smaller portion. They've got to do it. I'd guarantee you, 90% probably won't even have a glass of bubbly or anything like that as well.
So what about around the training ground leading up to Christmas and stuff? Is it Christmas themed? Is there Christmas lunches on?
Yeah, the Christmas lunch normally happens, I'd say it's probably a week or so before Christmas. In the build-up to Christmas Day, that's when you'll have the football club's Christmas Day lunch.
And do you have like a Father Christmas coming and stuff like that?
That might be a nice
He's that old, it's probably him nowadays.
All right, you look. Can I take my hat off? I'm sweating already. Yeah, I can feel the sweat.
We've got tinsel.
On Christmas Day, do you train in little hats like this?
I have actually done that before.
You've got one,
I think I did it last year, actually. I took it in. I had an Alf t-shirt and I had a Christmas Day hat.
So, one of the questions, me and Tubesy were downstairs going through the running order, and we might have got a bit carried away at one or two points. So one of the questions we had was, have any of the players overdone it on Christmas Day and then needed a dump at half-time during the match?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Or has anybody rolled up being like,
because when I sit down for Christmas lunch, I'm like, I proper go for it.
Yeah, so you
if
can.
Like,
though,
if
yeah.
I started doing like 45 minutes of hard graft,
I guarantee you though, at Christmas, do you get any days off at Christmas?
It depends when the show, when it stops.
When the schedule is and stuff so, like that. You might get a day or two.
Yeah,
on Christmas night, for example, you know you're not working. So you can, like you say, you can go all in sort of thing. You can have a massive meal, slot back. You know, you've got some telly on, bit of chocolates, all that kind of stuff.
Home alone.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, check out Arthur this week.
Arthur, there you go.
Step into Christmas.
Step into Christmas.
So, sorry, just quickly talking about the Christmas lunch that we have then, yeah? So, like I say, it's probably the week before Christmas in the build-up to Christmas Day. We'll all have a big team meal. And then you'll also have all the youth team will come in, all the reserve team, and it's in a big canteen room kind of thing. The whole works again. But they do it on like, it's a Christmas Day dinner, basically, but it's like buffet style. So you'll go pick your meat. They'll have all the different cuts of meat. You'll have gammon.
And you've got all the young lads in and everyone.
All the young lads in. But this is why you have all the young lads in, okay? So you have your Christmas Day dinner, right? And then it's time for somebody to perform.
To earn some money.
No, they don't get paid for it. It's a rite of passage. If you're in the youth team at a football club, professional football club, at some point or another, you're going to have to perform for the first team. It's the way that it goes, all right? So they'll all, like, I've been at football clubs where, like Man United, for example, when I was at Man United, what we used to do is, it's a big tradition at Man United, in fact, that every year the youth team will have to put on a show. They'll have to put on like, what's it called? Like a pantomime.
Yeah, I've heard about this. A full-on pantomime.
This is amazing.
Like, and they'll have to make a story up. They'll have to make up everything, right? And then they'll have to perform it in front of the first team lads, right? It's incredible. So when I was there, right, we had, obviously, Cristiano Ronaldo was there. We had Nani there. And I was world-class what they did one year. They basically try and take the mick out of the players. They'll take the piss as much as they can by, like, they'll push it, but they won't go over the top because they know at some point the player might go, you're taking the piss, like, but they'll push it, right? They'll proper push it. And back in the day at United, right, they used to say, because Nani was Portuguese and Cristiano was Portuguese, they used to say, basically, that Nani was, like, his little dog, basically, yeah. Like his little, like, Nani would just follow him around everywhere. Like, he's his dad and he's his son, and that's how it would work, kind of thing. So, what the young lads did one year, which was just, oh, we had us in stitches. They were horrible. Like, it was, they basically got Cristiano would walk in and he would, like, typical Man United, good looking kid sort of thing. He'd have his red Man United shirt on tight as you like. Yeah. He walked in through the door and he had like dog's lead, yeah. And he had a dog's lead. And attached to the other end of the dog lead was Nani on all fours. So you've got Nani with a red Man United shirt with Nani on the back there. On all fours, following in Ronaldo, and Ronaldo saying, sit down. And he's going,
no.
Oh, the lads were absolutely crying. What about Nani? Nani was just kind of like laughed it off. I think Cristiano was actually a little bit annoyed about it, sort of thing. I don't know what it was, whatever, but it was world class. The lads were buzzing.
Anyone else get any heat?
Everybody got a little bit of something, nothing major. Like that's the whole point of it, though. They have to try and take the mick a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
But do the first team players go to them and go, right, get on him?
They will do, yeah. But what normally happens is they'll go for the obvious stuff. So if something's happened in the season where there's like a bit of scandal with a player, or something happened in the change rooms and it was a bit of a fight, or a bit on the training ground it might have been a bit of a fight or something, yeah, they'll take the mick out of that, for example. Do you know what I mean? They'll make a point of like reenacting the fight or something, or the little scuffle, and like they'll literally have handbags and stuff, and they'll be like whacking each other and all that.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's good. It is good, isn't it?
How long does the show go on for?
It's whilst we're having our Christmas Day dinner, so it's probably a good sort of 20-minute show. And you've got to think as well, if you're one of the lads sitting there, you don't know what's coming, so you're kind of waiting and thinking, oh, please don't be about me. Please don't be taking the piss out of me. Very good, though.
And what about at Christmas then, with players, the senior players, is there like a whip around for staff, young lads? Is there Christmas presents? How does it work at football clubs? Yeah. Do you buy each other presents?
Yeah, secret Santa. Yeah, we've done that. Like all stuff like that, exactly that. What the biggest thing that always happens is you always have a whip around. So all the first team players will have to put, I don't know, maybe £500 probably into a pot. Every player does it. And if you imagine there's probably, what, 25 first team players?
Yeah.
Every player puts £500 in. Go on, quick maths, do it.
12 grand.
There you go, boom. So we'll put that, yeah, nice, love that. So we'll do, that'll all go into a pot, and then that gets shared out amongst all the staff, the physios, masseurs, like the chefs, the canteen staff.
That's class.
All of that, it all That's gets class. Shared about people like Basler, for example, will get a nice Christmas bonus. Basler, the coach driver. Yeah,
yeah. He'll Leon. Be giving you a lot of bonus this year, won't he?
Yeah, he's the main man.
Signing endorsement deals.
He's proper big time now.
Basler's the man, mate. He's class. He loves
videos.
It.
He's an absolute legend.
What's he on somebody get on Instagram now. I'm going to get on Instagram
he's
now.
He's about 25K followers, isn't he?
He is absolutely smashing it. He's always saying,
Would Basler go mad over Christmas?
Oh, he's a professional driver, yeah. Isn't he? He's going to have to be a little bit... 31,000 followers.
Get out.
Basler, on Instagram, 31,000 followers. What a guy. Basler, you're the man.
That's incredible. Brilliant.
Basler, yeah, so we... Like I said, Basler's probably going to be working Christmas night, though. Because if we're away, he will have to drive the coach somewhere, whether it's to the airport or what, or picking us up from the airport up in Newcastle
no
or whatever.
No bubbly for him, then.
So no bubbly for Basler, no.
Just extra turkey.
Extra turkey. Yeah, extra turkey. But no, that's what happened. Like I say, it gets passed around everybody, and that's nice. I think that's, like, everybody appreciates that kind
so
of thing.
So do the playing staff do a Secret Santa, or...?
Yeah, we've done that as well. We did that at Watford. When I first signed, the first season, we did a Secret Santa.
How much per person?
Nothing major. I think it was like a tenner or 20 quid or something like that. Right. Nothing major. But it's like, then again, it's a chance to try and take the mick out of players. So whoever you get,
who have you got?
So the one time I got picked to do Domingos Quina. Right. And Domingos Quina, like, there's not much you can take the mick out of him about, because he's just a lovely kid. Like, he's so nice, honestly. Yeah. Lovely, lovely. He has got the brightest, whitest teeth I've ever seen.
Nicest skin. Beautiful. Handsome guy.
All I could think
great
of.
Great footballer.
Exactly. He's great. Killing it. Yeah. All I could think is his teeth are so good. I was like, shall I just buy him a load of mouthwash and toothpaste and toothbrushes? So I literally just went to the petrol station and bought a load of them.
20 quid's worth.
20 quid's worth. I was like, 4 toothbrushes, 5 packs of mouthwash. And I think he appreciates. He's probably still using it now.
It's why his teeth are so white.
I had, who got me? Eunice Carble. Have you ever watched Eunice Carble? Yeah, what a lovely guy, by the way. Eunice Carble, loveliest bloke. He got me, and obviously I'd only just signed probably like, what, 4 or 5 months earlier. He bought me cycling something. He bought me like his cup. I've still got it at home now. It says the man, the myth, the cycling legend. It's like one of those metal
ones. I've seen it in your cupboard at home.
I've got it at home still. I still use it now. But he bought me that sort of 3 or 4 years ago. I was actually buzzing off that, to be fair.
He was wrong on all three parts, but we'll forgive him.
What's the worst one you've seen? Someone opened a present and gone,
it's like I say, it's a chance to take the piss out of people. Yeah. So it might be taking the piss out of somebody that I don't know what it could be, but it's always a good chance to do that kind of thing.
Yeah. Here's one for you, just a quick one while you said that. Worst Christmas present you've ever received?
Oh.
Have you got any?
Yeah. I remember. Oh, what did I pretend to like it as well?
You've got to pretend to like it.
I know, but I didn't. I went. I knew I hated it, and everyone knew I hated it, and I was proper like, oh my God, I can't. This is so amazing. I was only young. What was it? It was like, I think I was like 15, like that. And it was a skateboard.
Like that. And you weren't a skateboarder?
I've never skateboarded in my bloody life. I just opened it and was like, oh, it's amazing. And also, my mum every year gets the worst present off of one of our family members. And it's just a running joke now.
Everyone's going to be paranoid now, aren't they?
What's the best Christmas present you've ever had?
Best Christmas present?
I know, but I'll tell you mine. Yeah, pool table. I got a pool table when I was a kid. And it was one of those, it was like a 6 foot long one by like 3 foot long. And it was portable. So you could like, so what we used to do is we'd put it behind the sofas in the living room.
Yeah.
We sort of hid it behind the sofas in the living room. And then we would just play all the time anyway. So then you just pull it out. Unfold the legs, boom, it was incredible. Like, that got so much use, it was a joke.
I will say, though, you said about pretending, you are quite similar to me in the fact that people do not like buying us gifts, because we are, not in a bad way, but quite ungrateful.
Who's quite ungrateful?
Me and you.
No, I am incredibly grateful.
No.
I just don't want anything. I don't need anything. I literally had a conversation with my wife. I literally had this conversation.
Don't buy me
presents. She said, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, honestly, I would rather you not get me anything, because all that will happen is it will sit in the corner.
You'll just give it away.
It will sit in the corner and I'll have to find people to give it to, okay?
I said, so she went old school and bought you that pool table that you loved.
Lovely. It's a great thought and that, yeah. But I haven't got time to play it. And I don't need it. All right.
So when he says he's not ungrateful, right? When people say, "What can I buy you?" He goes, "Honestly, don't bother. I'll just give it away to someone." No, yeah, which is really grateful, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you're not going to use it, you're not going to use it. Are you?
Yeah, I'm with you. I say the same to Claire. I say the same. She'll go, "What should I get you?" And I'll go, "Buy me some coffee beans. I'd love some coffee beans." And then they'll go, and I'll go, "Yeah, but they were roasted 8 weeks ago. They're a bit stale now.
So you're proper ungrateful.
Yeah, I am. I'll be honest. I am really ungrateful.
I will lie to their face happily and say, "Oh my god, that's so nice of you. Thank you."
I'll just throw them away.
Nah, that's horrible. No,
I'm joking.
You get what you need, don't you? If you need something, you normally go and get it anyway. So don't buy me clothes because I'll only buy the clothes I need.
I like socks. Plain socks.
I was just about to say that. Plain black socks.
Plain black socks. If they're different colours, that will frustrate me because then you have to sort them out. So if you just get me a 10-pack of socks, exactly the same colour.
A nice perfume.
Exactly the same.
A nice perfume never goes amiss, does it?
Yeah.
A nice perfume.
But I like... I'm a bit of a ponce when it comes to not ponce.
So you only like your own one?
No, I like expensive ones. Yeah. I don't want to ask.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. A nice one. Like I'm talking about the present off your wife.
Oh, he's talking about Creed, isn't he?
Nah,
that's what I love. That's what I spend my money on. They're expensive. That's really expensive.
What can I buy you for Christmas, Chief? Bottle of Creed will do.
That's what I mean.
How much are they? That's like 150 quid.
They're expensive.
The man, no, man.
I'll probably be ungrateful. Someone got me like dupe. Something like that. What's the point?
Yeah, chuck it away.
Yeah,
put it in the gravy. Yeah.
Dupe's old school. I think that was the first perfume we started having when we started going out.
Like Davidoff Cool Water.
When I was going
into
Kingston Town, like with Ben Sherman.
Give me some.
Exactly. I've duped up to the max.
With your Rockport.
Looking into Oceania. Yeah. It's going, come on, Chicago.
Have a little smell of that. Come on.
Hello, ladies. I'm duped up to the max.
Okay, we have just spent the last 15 minutes.
Did you say it's your best Christmas present? What's your best Christmas present?
I don't know. Worst Christmas
present?
I've had a lot. I can't say. I had a good one last year, if you're Mrs. actually. It was the Nano Press, AeroPress. So it's like a little coffee device, basically. Really good gift.
I take it you're a big fan of coffee, then.
Yeah, yeah.
So your best Christmas present you've ever had?
No.
I said that was
a good one. And like little things, like someone bought me a pack of the really nice... like coffee syrups.
Oh my
but
god, he's
really, really forward. Yeah. Thermos coffee.
Oh, shut up. All right, let's move on. Come on, let's move on. Oh, God's sake.
Shin pads when I was 12. How about that? Right, moving on. So we've done a bit of everything, haven't we? Worst place you've spent Christmas as a footballer and then working in your game tube. So, Ben, you first. Worst place you've spent Christmas. I.e., it's an arse sender nowhere away game, or Christmas has been a bit dull for you because of the fixtures.
Oh, it's again, like wherever we stay in football, the hotels are normally nice. They are. So even if it's in like the arse end of whatever, the hotel's going to be decent, and it always is. And
you're with your mates as well, I guess.
Yeah,
aren't you?
You're with your mates. Don't get me wrong. Like I think the one thing about it is when you get into the hotel and you know that you've like left the family at home and all that kind of. That's the bit that you kind of just go, oh, I kind of wish I was there still.
But is it sometimes mentally challenging?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, like you say, it is.
All your family around, and you've got to go. I've got to go to Norwich, like you say.
Exactly, yeah.
So everyone will always say tubes, won't they? Yeah, but you get paid loads of money. Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
It's family.
It's more important.
It's your most important thing in your life.
Yeah,
it's your
exactly.
family. So you can be on £400 million and coffee, of course. But if you can be on £400 million a week, but you still love your family.
Yeah.
You want to be with them on Christmas.
Yeah, right? You do. I think it's like I say, it's easier for me as you get older, kind of thing. Like you understand it, you know what it is, and you're able to kind of deal with it. But I do. I feel for some of the younger kids, some of the lads that have only just started their families as well, who have got young kids like newborns, all that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like they're leaving their wife, and they might be in a different part of the country. The foreign players, for example. Do you know what I mean? If they haven't got people over for Christmas, they might be leaving their wife or girlfriend alone in an apartment somewhere in central London, and it's not a great place to be sometimes over Christmas. It's tough for everybody, to be fair, isn't it? You want to be with family and friends.
The thing is, there's not like with the Prem, for example, and Championship, obviously even busier, isn't it, the fixtures? But with the Prem, it's not like you can say, okay, well, let's get the Christmas Day, the Boxing Day fixture done, then we can have another one, because you've got a game on the 28th.
Oh, yeah.
And then on New Year's Day.
Yeah, so we play this year, for example, 26th. Yeah. 28th or 29th, and then again on the 1st or 2nd. So you're talking three games in the space of 5 or 6 days, 6 or 7 days. It's relentless. But I remember, like, I can only remember as a kid, and so I obviously as a kid, massive football fan, used to love football like you wouldn't believe. And Christmas, it was like, oh my God.
Oh,
like,
it's amazing.
Oh my God, there's football on every day. There is literally, from Boxing Day, you know there's going to be probably three matches on Boxing Day. The next day, the 27th, there's going to be three matches on telly. It is a football fest, isn't it? So I know that as a kid, me personally looking up to it thinking, this is the best time of the year ever. So when you become a footballer and you're doing it, you have to understand that there are millions, literally millions of people at home having the time of their life watching you play football. So you've got to, you know what I mean? You have to sort of counteract it with that.
You're so right, because, sorry to interrupt, like, I look, when I get the Chelsea season, Chelsea fixture list, I look at the first game.
Yeah,
Boxing Day.
Are we at home? I always look for Newcastle away.
Yeah.
Because it's a good night out.
Yeah, you know, you can stay up and have a little night out.
Yeah. I tell you what I love about Boxing Day fixtures, because of Sky over the years, and you have Friday night games, Monday night, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, 4, 2pm. What I love is looking at the fixture list, and it's a full fixture list on the same day.
Yeah.
Because I'll get the little betting coupon out.
It doesn't happen anymore.
I'll get the betting coupon out and I'm like, I'm having a full kind of day of fixtures.
I don't think that's happened for years. They don't do that anymore.
They still do it on Boxing Day, don't they?
No, they don't. Some teams will play on the 27th. Yeah. Because like I say, they'll spread it out. They'll do 4 or 5 games on the Boxing Day, 4 or 5 games on the 27th, 4 or 5 games on the 28th, 4 or 5 games on the 20th. That's the way it works nowadays. Because people at home want football to watch, don't they? Yeah. It's class.
It's a great time of year for football, isn't it?
They say a lot of people have got like a week off, 2 weeks off for Christmas. So you're at home, just, it's what a time.
Tell you what as well, the difference is these days, like you go back, even when we were kids, we're all the same, very, very similar age, aren't we? And going to the games over, we've had Leicester recently, Man City, Chelsea, Watford, you know, all the Watford fixtures. Yeah. It's November, December, January, and the pitches are like carpet.
Yeah, still.
Do you remember what it was like? Still. Do you remember what it was like?
Whoa, back in the day, they would be a bog already, wouldn't they?
Stamford Bridge was horrendous.
Really?
Like, it was all cut up, it was rank. But like, the pitches now are just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's because they've all got those, you know, those portable lights.
There's like hydroponic lights.
The big portable light things.
And do they spray? This is people have told me this, I don't know if they're winding me up. Do the groundsmen spray onion on the pitch? Hey. Garlic.
For what?
No, I swear to God, they put garlic on the turf. I don't know what happens to it, but they put garlic.
They definitely spray green paint on it. I know that for sure.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Especially when they're, if like you say, if they've had a bit of bad weather or the pitch isn't in the best condition or something like that. I've played games where I've walked out there, caught a ball because your gloves are white. You've got green paint on them.
Is that Scott's trick, is it?
Oh my God. No, I don't think Scott's ever done it at Watford.
Yeah, but his pitch is too good anyway.
His pitch is too good, yeah. But it's definitely a done thing where they'll spray paint it and stuff like that. Not in everywhere, but only in the patches where it's not in the best condition. They'll spray it green for the telly, for the cameras.
This is news to me, Tubes.
And me.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
That's so good. But yeah, honestly, garlic.
We need to look into that.
I went to Man City training ground to do an interview and I was like, my God, what stinking. Is that smell? It's so strong. They went, we spray garlic.
Maybe that's why they're the best.
We'll ask Scott.
Watford are the best. Didn't they win awards?
Yeah, he always wins awards. That pitch. It is incredible. Yeah. It is incredible.
Unbelievable. And then you've got the football at Christmas, then you've got the darts.
Are we gonna
have a little trip soon?
Oh, we've got to go.
This is one thing, like, I have to wait till I'm retired. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I've never had a chance to do it because your festive period is too busy.
Surely you can have a little night at the darts.
Yeah, but it's normally Christmas time, isn't it? You've got no chance because we have a game every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
You're literally just playing, recovering. You can't be seen at the darts. If I've played a game on the 26th and I've got another game on the 28th, I can't go on the 27th because we're normally in a hotel again. So, like, I'm just away all the time.
We've got Fozcast darts night out.
We'll have a Fozcast night out.
What would you go dressed as? You'd go dressed as a coffee cup.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd go in one of those morph suits that goes over your head and nobody can tell who it is. Yeah. Actually, we could do it this year. Let's do it this year.
Yes.
Let's get the morph suit.
Do you know the movie? Ron Bassett Football Manager.
Yeah.
It's going to be just like that. And Claudio's going to put the TV and go, look at these darts fans there. It's okay.
The
fucking hell, it's Fozzy. What's he doing?
There's a coffee cup, a Smurf, and a morph suit.
Nobody can tell who it is in the morph suit, though. Yes. So I mean? So,
do it.
So anonymity, nobody knows. You can still drink your pint through that because it's like that material, so you can still get on it. Perfect.
Wow. Just don't have the cycling GK.
Yeah,
that's sponsored by. So here's one for you then. When you retire, you've got a few years left there. You've got a few years left for sure. But when you retire, what's your Christmas and New Year going to look like?
More suit darts.
It's going to be enjoyable.
We've just discussed that.
Yeah. Oh, I can't cannot wait for that. That is going to be... That again, like I say, people will say that like footballers get paid, blah, 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 so suck it up and it is what it is. But I honestly, I cannot wait until I am retired and I can go and do stuff like... Even, do you know what I'd love to do? Is just go away for a few days over Christmas. Have Christmas Day at home. Have Boxing Day, Christmas Day, Boxing Day at home.
Have all the
family stuff. Do all that because for me, Boxing Day is a massive day in our household. Like,
I prefer Boxing Day is incredible.
I love Boxing Day. Like Boxing Day, we always go down around my mum and dad's house. They still live in the same house that they've always lived in. Right, we always go around there. We'll have a family sleeping in the living room, a family sleeping in the kitchen, a family sleeping in the hallway. It don't matter, right? There'll be like...
the hallway?
There'll be like 25, 30 people in the house. It'll be incredible. And it's Boxing Day is incredible. Mum will put on the like, it's... I think it's a world class spread, but it's not. It's like bollivants. You'll have like, you know what I mean? All classic, that kind of
but
stuff.
But you eat it anyway, don't you?
Celery with like the Primula cheese on it and stuff like that. I love that, by the way.
Do you like celery?
I love celery with the Primula cheese on it because they do it in different flavours.
What's Primula mean?
Primula cheese is like the squeezy cheese.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, it's a squeezy cheese that you put on the, oh, I love it. And we do all that kind of stuff, picky bits here and there. I love all that. And then, like I said, we have all the family around. We normally have a few games of card and stuff like that. We're playing pontoon with the family and stuff. It's just wicked. Like all the kids running them up because there's loads of like nieces and nephews in our family. So they'll all be running wild. It's bouting, mate. I love it.
So would you go away? Where would you go away? Like hot place?
Yeah, or? I'd love to do a hot one. I'd love to do like a Dubai or something for Christmas. For like, once you've got Boxing Day out of the way,
after Christmas,
the 27th, fly somewhere for like 2 weeks or something and just like enjoy the warm weather. Because actually, I mean, once Boxing Day's done, not Christmas isn't over, but it's that the main bit
it's
of Christmas.
On the downside.
Yeah, it's on the downside. Yeah. New Year's is great and all that, but again, like I'm in a hotel every New Year's Eve anyway, so it like New Year's isn't even really a thing anyway.
When was the last time you saw Midnight?
Again, mate, probably a good few years ago. Like it's not a thing because we're in hotels. I go to bed early, so I'm normally in bed at sort of 10 o'clock, 10:30, or something. So
New Year's is a bit. You won't really get this, but New Year's can be very overrated.
I don't get it. Yeah. You know? So when I used to drink, I used to give this pub so much money for the whole rest of the year. And then you roll up there on New Year's Eve. It's 30 quid, mate. 30 quid. I'm like, why is it 30 quid? Because at midnight, we go into a new year.
Yeah,
it's like everyone sort of hypes it up. Yeah, it's the best thing ever. It's like
to be somewhere special. Yeah. Why?
Start doing the bell of the countdown, you've got to be.
I'm a bit scroogey on New Year's Eve. And the best thing for me since we've had kids is one, you've got an excuse not to go out, and secondly, we just love it because like we'll play some board games. Watch a movie.
Let them stay up till
get
midnight.
A takeout. They will stay awake longer than I do.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's just chill. Yeah. It's nice.
Do you know what? One thing that I always remember on New Year's Eve is, we'll be in a hotel somewhere. Yeah? We'll be like wherever we could be, anywhere in the country we could be. But you know for a fact that you're normally in a town centre, a city centre, the hotel will be. And come midnight, you will wake up because you'll be hearing fireworks. You'll be hearing cheering, celebrations, parties. You hear it all, honestly. Yeah. Even the hotels that you stay in normally have like a party or something downstairs somewhere, something.
Yeah, yeah.
So you will wake up at some point listening to that for sure, 100%.
Also, I don't want to be Scroogey here, but does it annoy you that when it comes to Christmas Day, you wake up, you know, obviously you can open your stocking, get your tangerine and your apple and all that, run down to the Christmas tree.
What do you do?
Run down to your Christmas tree, feel the presents. Well, yeah, that's a skateboard, whatever. But it's like people that you've never speak to throughout the year, ever.
Hope you and the family have a great Christmas.
Yeah, party. I know. Well, yeah. Well, I don't get it.
And then Boxing Day's on. You never hear from them. So the next Christmas, Hope you've had a wonderful year, pal. Yeah.
Weird.
Fuck off, mate. Yeah,
like New Year, same thing. Happy New Year, mate. Have a good one, would you?
Yeah. Like, have a good one, will you?
Yeah.
Must see more of each other next year.
They must do it to make themselves feel better inside. Must like they've made
up.
An effort.
Must catch
or
up. We haven't catched up the last year, so why don't we catch up this year?
Yeah. Delete my number, please.
Exactly. What
I'm with you. Yeah.
I think that might be a bit scroogey from us, actually. Might be a little bit.
Yeah.
It has to be addressed.
Because someone's going out their way to send you a nice message and we're rinsing them out.
Going out their way to send a message.
and it was a group message, weren't it? Hi everyone.
Just really annoys me because your phone just goes ding 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 ding. You're like, oh, don't know him, don't speak to you. It just annoys me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. We've skirted around this for long enough. Yeah,
come on.
Christmas parties.
The Christmas parties.
Footballers. Christmas parties.
All right. Okay. I'll tell you what my perfect Christmas party was from a few years ago. It was incredible. It was honestly like everybody was there. It was just the best laugh. It was incredible. So we played
West Brom.
No, we were actually at Watford, and we played on, I think it was about like the 18th, 19th, or 20th or something, right? And then we didn't have another game for about 8 days. Okay, so at that point, so what you're doing is, I'd say within about 2 months of Christmas, the lads start looking at the Christmas fixtures to see when we're going to book it in, right? We've got to see when we're going to book it in. So you've got to book it where there's at least a week between the next game, all right? So that year it fell on like the game was on the 18th or 19th or something. The next game wasn't until Boxing Day. So you've got a 7 or 8 day period. Boom, let's book it for there, okay? Jesus. And Christmas is like the parties, they're normally 2 days, yeah? So what we normally do is, well, not what we normally do, but what we did that year specifically, we played at home to Cardiff on the 18th. Right. We beat them 3-2. Buzzing. Everybody's over the moon anyway because we've just won. Morale is high, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
We're looking forward to a good weekend now, okay? What we did is we went and got the train straight up to Manchester. So we went out in Manchester on the Saturday night, right? Got up there, loads of drinks on the train, just having a lovely time. It's a good laugh. Everybody was there. It was, honestly, it was so, so good. We check into the hotel and it's like, right, as quick as you can, downstairs. We've already booked like a nice, like a good sort of like area in like a big, like nice like bar or something like that. Straight in and it's just having a nice time. There's bits of picky bits of food, boom, all that kind of stuff.
Celery with the cheese.
Celery with Primula cheese. And then what you do is you'll go from there to like, so we'll stay there for as long as you can, because you know what it's like at Christmas. You don't want to be moving around bars stuff like that, especially as footballers. You're just going to get 25 footballers. It's just a nightmare. You're not getting in anywhere.
Were you fancy dress?
No, we wasn't. We didn't actually do it at all. Actually, we did a little bit. I'll tell you why. Because on the Saturday, so it was just in Manchester, it was just, we went to the nightclub, and at that time, I think I'm 35, 36. I don't really like going to nightclubs, to be perfectly honest with you, especially the nightclubs that the lads want to go to. If I go to a nightclub, I want to go to like an 80s nightclub or something, 90s, boom, listen to some proper music, throw some shakes, get my sweat on. Incredible. That's my kind of a nightclub, yeah? How good is it, though? Get my sweat on. Because if I'm dancing, I'm sweating, right? But I don't care. I'm the worst dancer in the world, and I know it, but it's fine. I don't care. I want to have a nice time.
Own it.
Yeah, I own it. I do. Fully own it, right? So anyway, we're in this nightclub in Manchester, and it is what it is. They're playing modern music. I ain't got a clue who it is. Yeah. I ain't got a clue, whatever. It doesn't matter, though. Fine. We all have a lovely night. Boom. On the way home, as usual, stop off at the kebab shop. Bosh. Have a few of them. Chips. Back to your room. Wake up in the morning. Sunday. Wake up in the morning on Sunday. Obviously, a little bit worse for wear, but it is what it is. You're on your Christmas do. You just got to power through. So then we get on the train from Manchester straight down to London, into central Euston, right? So we're on this like 2.5 hour long train.
Wow.
Few of us start cracking on again already. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You're on your Christmas do, for God's sake. So we're having a few beers on the train. It's lovely. Then what we do is get to the hotel, straight into the bar at the hotel. Few drinks, lovely. You're getting a bit warm now. You're feeling a bit better about yourself. Let's have a lovely Sunday. Right,
just quickly, let me interrupt there. So at all the Watford lads at the time, Christmas party, who's your guy that you want? I want to chill with him because he's electric.
Mate, do you know what? We've got so many good lads at Watford that it doesn't matter. You could be sat next to anybody. You could be sat next to a Spanish lad, an Italian lad, a friend. It doesn't matter. They're all good lads, honestly. You can have a chat with any single one of them. So you just find yourself with whoever you find yourself. But what happens is on the Sunday, you invite all the staff as well. So all the masseurs come, the physios, like the people that work behind the scenes at the football club, all them guys will come. Not a coach, though. You never invite the coaches.
So throughout your whole career, a coach has never come to a Christmas party.
A coach will not come on a Christmas party.
What, goalkeeping coach?
Sometimes a goalie coach will come because goalies are different anyway.
Yeah,
goalies,
the gaffer never comes.
Gaffer will not come. First team coach won't come. Like any assistant, they
have
are
you,
not coming.
Have you ever had anyone ask to come and you've had to tell them no?
No, it's an unwritten rule. They just know. That's interesting. They just know. Then they're not invited.
They're not welcome.
They're not welcome. Don't bother. No, they are, obviously. They would be welcome for sure. And I'm sure we'd have a good laugh, but they just don't come because it's that kind of like, it's not like it's a barrier, but it's just, you know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it is what it is. They won't come. So that's when all the staff start to come. And people, I don't think people understand how much time you spend with the staff on a day-to-day basis. The physios, the masseurs, the behind the scene. Like, my mate Kieran, who's the masseur at Watford, I'm with him all the time. Like, literally all
the
time.
He's one of your best mates.
He's one of my best mates. So, like, when I'm...
And that's from meeting at Watford?
That's from meeting at Watford.
And you're like, now one of the...
Exactly, yeah. So, like, when we're headed into London and stuff like that, like, I'll just be with him naturally anyway. But I'll be with the lads as well, because the lads love him, and he loves the lads, and he gets on really well. It was Christmas jumper day as well. So we're going into London. We're going Winter Wonderland, yeah? So we've gone into Central. Is it Hyde Park? Is it Winter Wonderland? Into Hyde Park. Everybody's got their Christmas jumper on as well. It's brilliant. I love it.
I love a Christmas jumper.
Yeah, we've all got like a hat on and stuff as well. So it's nice. You're getting into the Christmas spirit of it all. Winter Wonderland, I don't know if you've ever been there before. They've got like a German beer tent.
Yeah.
It is incredible. Yeah. Like they've got a singer on, performer on, dancers, they've got all this kind of stuff on the main stage, but it's like proper music, people just having a nice laugh. And then you've got all the tables, rows of people just getting on it, having a lovely time. We were like in this sidey bit kind of thing, so we could like all crack on, have a few. They bring you food round, your pizza, all that. So we were there for hours, and I mean like probably 6 or 7 hours. We must have got into central London about midday. We were there for 6 or 7 hours, cracking on, having food, blah 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 blah. The rugby team were in there.
Saracens
rugby team were in there. Oh my
god, they are animals.
Animals, mate.
Rugby boys are animals.
I've never seen anything like it. They were. They were literally drinking each other's
piss. They get their old chap out, pissing the glass, and they go down it, down.
We know someone like that.
Yeah, we know a few people like that.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, I can't name names. Anyway, they were in there. So at some point, we found our way onto their table because like we know a few of the lads anyway and they know a few of us, and so we were just mingling, having a good time. They're good lads, to be fair. Rugby lads are always good lads, but they are heavy drinkers, serious drinkers. So they got us in a few drinking games and stuff like that. I ain't got a clue what I'm doing. All I know is every time we played this game, they would go, "And lucky," and I'm going,
"No, not again.
Why?
Please, no."
Oh. So I'm having to down whatever. So I'm like, I'm just having a lovely time anyway, kind of thing. Actually, that day in question, the lads went off to like a brunch somewhere, God knows where.
Yeah.
And I ended up just staying with them for like another couple of hours, and I didn't get to the lads until like a couple of hours later. Went to this other brunch, and there were like a load of other football teams in there. Everton were in there, West Brom were in there, and it was just like you walk in, mate, all right, like, because you always know a few people, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Goalies always end up getting together and have a nice little chat, all that kind of stuff. That was our Christmas do from a few years ago. It was world class, honestly.
Nice. Do you think it's changed over the years now? Because, you know, obviously footballers are loved and stuff like that, and people want to try and get a story. Were they a bit more brutal back in the day? Not brutal, but could you have let your hair down more?
Yeah, definitely.
But now you go like... Ben Foster's doing a shot with a rugby player.
Yeah, which is, I think, why a lot of, like, fancy dress used to be a thing back in the day. The Sunday was always the fancy dress day, It was always a fancy dress day. But now it's kind of gone out the window a little bit just because, like, it's just you're asking for trouble a bit too much, really. Like, do you know what I mean? You can be seen to be out, but people, like, you could just be out in a pub or whatever. You don't have to be drinking or whatever, but if you're in your fancy dress, it's just not a great look, is it? Regardless of whether you're doing nothing wrong
whatsoever.
It's
attention, isn't it?
It's an attention thing, yeah. So the lads will try and steer away from that a little bit, and that, like, fancy dress, now and then it'll be done, but it's definitely not as common as it used to be.
All going morph suits.
Morph suits. I'm with you for coffee cups.
Yeah, coffee cups.
I'm with you for morph suits,
mate. Nobody knows who you are.
Exactly.
Good, 25 athletes in morph suits.
Yeah.
I wonder what they do.
Yeah.
Right, Tubesy. Okay, Tubes, and what about the dance-off? That's that time of year, weren't it? Christmas?
The Soccer AM dance-off. It was always the first show of the new year.
It was class.
And that was the most scariest of... You know, I used to do all the raps and stuff like that, and I used to, like, go to see all the Hollywood stars, and I used to be, I think I said on the podcast before, sit outside the room waiting for someone to come out to go and see Denzel Washington to do a rap and stuff like that. That was not as nerve-wracking as the Soccer AM
dance-off.
Oh, my.
Rocket was the king, weren't he?
Rocket was the king, but Rocket, yeah. He used to, once, I swear to God, I think maybe once or twice, the day before the dance-off, the Friday, which is our busiest day, he was like, lads, I'm not very feeling very well, can't come in. Then he was like, you're at the dance-off. And he was like, no, it should be all right tomorrow. So he's obviously
spent all day practicing.
Shut your mouth.
And he'd come.
So it's serious business then?
Oh, yeah, serious business. Like, you know, I think he got a tattoo once. Rocket actually got a tattoo, a dance-off winner. How many times he'd won it? It's on his arse.
Oh, wow.
It's on his arse. Dance off winner.
But they don't do it anymore, do they?
No, not at the no.
Oh, they should bring that back. I love that.
I'm going to have a word with Fenners and bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back.
Honestly, my heart was like...
Why would they stop doing that?
I don't know.
Bring it back. Come on, it was funny. Bring it back, please. Bring it back.
Who would win a dance off at Watford?
That's a good question, that.
But it's not always the best dance, the daftest, isn't it?
Yeah. I used to do the same thing. I used to do that, the old garage dance, the old two-step. That's what I'd do every year. I was like, why are you doing the same thing?
Craig Cathcart's a good little dancer.
Craig Cathcart?
Is he?
Yeah. He's a good dancer. He's got a few little moves and stuff, yeah.
Surprising.
But a few nights out, like, say, well, I'm stiff. I'm stiff as a board, right? Like, my feet just plant, and then my upper body is just constantly giving it a horrible...
Getting your sweat
on. I just smile, I just...
He does the boxing sparring, doesn't he, Ben? Ben, you do on the speedball.
Yeah. No, maybe that's what there should be. Instead of getting the kids up to do the Christmas show, get the first team have a dance off.
No chance on this earth. That is not a thing, all right, and that will not become a thing either.
Right, we're not letting you off.
Oh, Claudio Ranieri just giving
her a little bit.
Seven. Come on, right, Claudio.
We're not letting you off on the Christmas parties that quick, though, because we've gone Christmas parties, dance off, and we've tangented off there a little bit.
I can tell you one more little about. So we were talking about the fancy dress, and they don't really happen anymore. The last one I went on, actually, we did do a fancy dress one. It was at West Brom, and it was again, it was a 2-day thing. I think we did. It was a Dublin. We went Dublin. Okay, so we played a game on the Saturday.
Yeah,
flew straight to Dublin. Yeah, straight to it's only half an hour flight, then straight out in Dublin that night, right? So the Saturday night, it was like, just bring your normal clothes, we'll go out.
Yeah.
Banging night, it was world class as normal. But then on the Sunday, it was fancy dress time, okay? And when you do fancy dress, you always have to do a theme. You have to do a theme. And the theme was colours. So you would pick a colour. So every colour went into a hat, right? Black, red, blue, yellow, whatever. It was all in a hat, right? And then you whatever colour you picked, your outfit had to be that colour, like everything. Like everything, yeah? Shoes. Like, if you're wearing a suit, it's a yellow tie, yellow shirt, yellow everything. Yeah. It has to be, right? But we put some horrors in there. We put some horrible... Leopard print was in there.
Ooh.
Tiger print, cow print. The worst one, though. The worst one that we put into there, which isn't actually a colour, so I don't know what it was, but it was like... If whoever, like, every time somebody's picking, it was like, please don't pick this one. Please don't pick...
Go on.
Like, buzzing. PVC. Oh, it was disgusting.
Oh,
it was disgusting. Full blown gimp. Full blown gimp suit. Had to be.
Who got it?
PVC. So, like I say, we're all like, can you imagine? You can set the scene now. You've got the hat, and like everyone's picking it up. And like, I went, oh, mate, I had a worldie, right? So, there's all these awful colours, everything, and like your pink, bloody everything. Navy blue. I picked navy blue out. Oh my gosh. Winning. So I just had a full navy blue suit, everything. Perfect winner. Like, but everything is fine. Like, but navy blue suit, I'm laughing my tits off. It's incredible. PVC. So everybody's like, oh my God, please be PVC. Please be PVC. Came to James Morrison, yeah? James Morrison. PVC.
Oh no.
The lads are crying, like falling, like, yeah, can't wait. And fair play to him, mate. He did it proper. He went and got a PVC suit. Fitted, measured.
No, he did not.
Properly. Where are you going to get a PV suit on? Where are you going to get a PV suit that fits you?
Imagine him going into the shop asking for that.
So, well, you just have to explain.
He's Scottish as well. Imagine him going to Glasgow and asking for a
PV. That was Scottish, by the way. That was Scottish.
Why are always Scottish accents like aggressive Glaswegian accents?
Give me a PV suit.
But like I say, fair play to him. He did it absolutely proper. So he got this black PVC suit, fitted, it was tight as you would not believe. Like, I couldn't wear a PVC suit because I'd be sweating, I'd be chucking up. I reckon I'd get ill because my pores sweat that much that it would be like stopping them from sweating, it'd be a problem. Fair play to him, did it proper, had the whole caboodle on. He looked horrific. Actually, he looked kind of really good but horrific at the same time, if that makes
sense.
Nailed it. He absolutely nailed it.
What
about
the wheels? What wheels was he wearing? Proper shiners.
He would have had shiners on. Shiny shit flickers he'd have had on. Shiny shit flickers. But yeah, fair play to him. Did it properly and wore it all night as well. All day and all night. Bearing in mind, we had to meet in the pub at like, I don't know, 11. It would have been an 11 o'clock meet in the pub. Yeah. To everybody start having a pint or whatever. So everybody's waiting for like the next person to walk in. So we're all just like waiting every time the door opens. Who is it? And then he comes bowling. He owned it as well. It was so good, honestly. He fully owned it. Bowls in his PVC suit. Like, it was wicked. Fair play to him.
Bring out
fair
the gimp.
Yeah, bring out the gimp. Mozzles it.
Yeah.
Really
good. That's really awesome.
Good. I'll tell you what, fellas. I reckon that's awesome. Christmas Fozcast wrapped up.
That's exactly the sort of podcast I want to be listening to on a Boxing Day, isn't it? That's on a Christmas podcast. Lady. Boxing Day. That was world
nice and chill.
Love it.
Yeah. One more from me. Next year's Fozcast. What can we expect next year, Ben?
What, for the whole of next year?
Yeah, what can we expect? Guests?
I want to take it big time next year. You know, we obviously did Ian Wright a few weeks back, and that for me opened my eyes up to trying to get some sort of legends of the game on the podcast, because
football talk as well,
and you don't always have to talk about their past. The thing with Ian Wright was he obviously was happy to talk about his past, but he don't want to do it in a miserable way. He wants to talk about how he used to feel when he played football and the changes and the difference between then and now, all that kind of stuff. And honestly, I'm listening to him, and there was times, no joke, Choose Right, when we're talking to Ian Wright and I'm just listening to him. And I was just lost in listening to him because it was so good.
He's such an intriguing
man. He was so good, mate. Honestly, he was so good. And then I had to think of a question. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I haven't even been thinking about a question. I was just listening. But that makes me think we can get so many more legends of the game on to talk about it, to talk about modern football and what they see and the differences, all that kind of stuff. We want to branch out and do all sorts of people. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I've really enjoyed the Fozcast this year. I hope everybody else has at home. I have absolutely buzzed off it. I know Tom has buzzed off it. I'm buzzing that we can get Tubes in to do some episodes as well.
I just want to say thank you so much for having me. Honestly,
you're a star, mate. Really, massive, massive amazing. Friend of the Fozcast family, mate.
When you asked me, I was just like, yes.
Heck yeah. Yeah, no, it's wicked to have you. So as always, mate, as always, up the Fozcast.
Go on the Foz.
Hey?
That's not how you do it.
Up the Fozcast.
Go on the Foz.
Up the Foz.
You say up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas.
Up the Fozcast.